And sometimes when we all share, one is positive, one is negative. To me, they're both the same. And then the person that didn't feel like you did, they might become proud of himself. Oh, I'm totally above that. But what they don't understand is equally as positive or whatever it is as somebody else's experience. And I'm sure that as spectacular as the retreat was, each person went home in a different way, with a different sense of experiences, with a different sense of yearning or fulfillment or disappointment or whatever it was. It was, thank goodness, everyone that came needed it very much. And it just happened that they were provided for. And we have few newcomers that really exploded in different times. And I'm happy for them because they experienced what you guys experienced within few days. That always makes me happy to know that one less person in the world that is useless and just wasting life all around. How was it for you with the child?
I had ups and downs, but I had one good experience that I really, it was on FDE. The FDEs really, just the four of us, I really recharged me when I would get on that call, just the few of us that were there. But one of them, the quote mentioned something about being comfortable in your skin. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what happened to me, but I'm walking and I'm just like overcome with an incredible amount of gratitude because I look back at my life and this is the most comfortable in my
skin. This is a very good point that you reminded me. I thought about it today. You guys don't understand how important it is, these meetings that we have, and this satsang that is happening that I put in the community. We feel invincible at times when we are really high in spirituality and peace, and we think, okay, we can handle it now. But just the fact that you guys live in Reno shows that there was a huge need for satsang because you could fade away. And this is why I talked deeply about communities in Isfahan and Iran. Because I don't say things in vain. I know that if I want to have this community, particularly for those that are not even here, because they need to feed each other. They need to, otherwise the bazaar swallows us again and again and again. So the enthusiasm for satsang, whether I'm there or I'm not, and enthusiasm why we are in Reno, what are we doing here, keeps us in a straight line where we can handle things better. And it's important to keep that purpose. And when we need it, okay, like these 2 weeks, you guys have to come together more often. Check on each other more often. Be truthfully honest. Like he could call and say, I'm not comfortable in my own skin. I mean, my kids is climbing the wall and this and that. And just one of you throw one of the sayings or something that is relevant, like you did on FDE. So let's not make it a normal life. And also, we have to connect ourselves with other communities. You know, we cannot survive with individuality. The world is suffering from it. Do we not see it? It has to come together. Your interest is my interest. You two saw me in these 2 weeks, how every person was important. Every person was worth it. Every person mattered. So, this is what is community about. And I think in these 2 weeks, all the Oshagon, whether they were here or they were with me, tasted when the community comes together as one law, one purpose, one truth. The vibration just hits the sky. And not only it helps the environment around and the people in it, but as Radha and Bahar saw, it was affecting every person in that resort. We could see it that was happening. They didn't know what was going on in our group. They were curious at time. But you could see with their behavior that somehow they're attracted to what is going on. So that's the biggest help we can give to ourselves and the world of dream that we're living in.
I wanted to share something, but most of you guys have heard it, so it may bore them. But as you said, like, what experience was that whatever that is exactly needed for one of the Ashravan comes in, like FDE or in chat. Like, I have been in chat that there was only one person, but that person exactly needed that code. And it was amazing, like Ida, we had a wonderful time, because when there are less people, it becomes more like a quality. And she said, you know, she said that, I want to believe when Sat says that I am with you, I want to believe that she says that I'm always with you. And then I had a dream that night that you were in the middle of your sleep, so you were resting, basically, and then you just woke up. I mean, you lost your rest and said, no, I need to be aware, I need to take care of the ones who are not here, which were us. And then you came and gave her a hug. And I texted her. It made her day. She was so happy.
Yes.
So happy to hear that and get the reassurance.
For each other.
Yeah, so it's amazing that whatever
had she not shared it with you, you know, it had kept it to herself, she would have suffered from it. She would have wondered what happened. Now, if you don't have this community, well, you're nothing to blame for. You just go through life as best as you can. But like I was telling people from Iran, this is a golden opportunity. Believe me when I say it. Because not too many places in the world, they are, but not too many places where everybody has the same background of knowledge, wisdom is given to them, and they have love in their heart, one-pointedness, dedication. And in the Bible, that's the first time that has come to my mind just now, it says when two or more gather together for my name, I am there. Why doesn't it say one? Why does it say two or more? Oh, I'm getting goosebumps. Because it's saying that come together in my name. What name? The truth, the Sat. And I am there. What is there? The union. It's not some lightning in the sky and somebody with a white beard. That's what it means. It's all symbolic that we need to open up and see it. Our weakness becomes our strength if it's looked at and not hiding behind it, but to come in front of it. To come in front of it means admitting. Right? Anyway, I'm thinking, Dr. Dana.
Thank you.
You want to know what pleases me? To hold a piece of that cloth under the toot. The fruit tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And those people that worked for gathering the wisdom and compiling it and working for me got the most love. Hands down. I spend more time with them. I shower them more love. Because there has to be a reward in that. So let's all of you try to be a part of this golden opportunity and bring your big container at all time. Make it your priority. This is a chance will not last forever. This gathering will not last forever. It just won't. That's the nature of this dream. If you look at it as finite, then you appreciate it eternally. What is being given to you, I looked for it all my life. And that is the truth.